my emotions stirred to be with you, brethren. And what a blessing it's been over the years. As Mike was saying, the way the Lord has brought us. And I've been meeting with you, brethren, for I don't know how many years. Maybe over 40, I don't know. But during that time, the Lord began to deal with me. And what a blessing it's been to fellowship with you, brethren. And the Lord's used all of you that I've known over the years. And He's shown me things of the Lord Jesus and you guys. And I'm so thankful for that. What a blessed Savior we serve. What a merciful Lord. Thomas, I appreciate what you shared with us earlier. It was a blessing to me. That is a great and glorious contemplation. The glory of God in Christ, which cannot be fathomed. He said, "What if I were to ascend up where I was before? Would that offend you?" The glory of the blessed God, brethren, it is offensive to eyes that cannot see, but to those whose heart and mind and whose eyes and ears have been opened by the Lord is glorious. He is the beautiful Savior. And He's beyond explanation, as was shared with us. But I did have some thoughts even upon that topic somewhat over in the book of John, the Gospel of John. Chapter 12. And verse 37. Well, let's back up before that. The context is these Gentiles had come to hear of Christ. They said, "We would see Jesus." And down in verse 23, he's actually speaking to them and to those around him, but he's speaking to these Gentiles that came to see Christ. And maybe from a long distance they came, but they had heard of him and evidently believed on him. Verse 23 of chapter 12 of John, it says, "And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." Jew and Gentile, any man. He's showing here, he's speaking to these Gentiles. "Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name." drop down now to verse 37, because this is specifically what I really wanted to make a comment or two about. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. There's a lot of gods, as Brother Timothy pointed out, being spoken about. The true and the living God is a God that can't be moved from here and there. He does as he wills in the army of heaven and amongst the inhabitants of the earth. That's what one guy that was humbled into the dust said when he came back to his senses and the Lord opened his eyes and he saw the glory of God, and he expressed thankfulness and glory to the Almighty that does as he wills. But we're being taught, or it's being taught many, many times in our day, that, you know, the God of the Bible, he's trying to do all sorts of stuff, and he needs some cooperation to get it done. He's come halfway, and now he needs the other half to be fulfilled, which is man, impotent man, puny man, man who is dead in trespasses and sins, who cannot extricate himself from this dilemma. He's dead. It'd be like the Lord Jesus coming up to the tomb of Lazarus and saying, Lazarus, exercise your free will and come out of there, and I'll just stand back and watch. He's speaking to a dead man. But when the Lord speaks, when the Lord has determined to do something, there's none can stay his hand. There's none. And this is the glory of our God. This is the glory that Isaiah saw when the Lord gave him a vision of the heavenly glory. And he said, I saw the Lord, and he was high. He was high and lifted up. And he dwells in the light, which no man can approach. And he didn't say that, but that's what he was contemplating. He was saying he's set apart. There's none like him in heaven and earth, and he does according to his will. Is that what he said? That is what he said. Look right here. Look at verse 39 again. Therefore they could not believe, because Isaiah said, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. And he's expressing the glory of the Lord to have mercy on one and to harden another. Now this is the glory of our God, brethren. Isaiah said, I have seen him. This passage of Isaiah is none other than the sight of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's who he's speaking of. This he spake. Look at verse 41. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory. See, this book, brethren, this book, and the very last book in this book, declares the glory of Jesus Christ. This book's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. You remember when he was walking with the disciples on the road to, what was it? Emmaus. How he opened the scriptures to them, although he was unbeknownst to them at the time. And he began to speak to them about all the things concerning him in the Psalms and in the prophets, brethren. This is him. This is the one. Brethren, I don't know if it was this morning or last night, we sang, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." The angels cry, "Holy, holy, holy." You know, the angels were created by the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what Paul said. Paul said, "In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him." He spoke of him creating the angels for his pleasure and for to minister to the saints of God, those whom he had chosen. "These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory, and he spoke of him." Brethren, let me ask you something. Have you seen the glory of God in the face of Christ? As Brother Timothy said, there's no other place. There's no other revelation. This is the sum of all that God says to us is found in Christ. In him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and godliness, right? Is that what that scripture says? In him. And you and I may not know God outside of Jesus Christ. We cannot know Him. He's unknowable. Turn over, if you would. The Lord has made Him known. Brethren, He's condescended because He's loved us. He's made Him known. Turn over, if you would, to Exodus chapter 33. Isaiah saw Christ's glory, and he spoke of him, and he said, "He'll have mercy." In some semblance of words, he said, "He'll have mercy on whom he will." And I stood in awe, and I said, "Woe is me. This is a God who does his will in the armies of heaven." Well, look here what Moses says. What does Moses say when he saw his glory? Have you seen the glory of God? Moses saw it. Let's see what he says. In chapter 33, in verse 18, Moses says to the Lord, "I beseech thee, show me thy glory." And he said, "I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy." And he said, "Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live." Look at this. This is beautiful. Look at this. And the Lord said, "Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock." Oh, brethren. "And it shall come to pass, while my glory passes by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen." But the glory of this passage, brethren, is that he said, "You can't see me and live, but there is a place by me." There's a place. There's a place, brethren. There's a place for us. There's a place that we may see the glory of God. And it is in the cleft of the rock. It is in Christ.
Right.
Isaiah said, I saw His glory. And it wasn't like the gods of the earth. He doesn't need to be taken and moved over here and set up and comb his hair and put some things out there for him to eat and move him as we move around and move him over here. The gods of the earth, they need the wills of men. Brethren, this is a God who's set apart from all gods. That's what David said. Our God's in the heavens. He's done whatsoever He pleased. Whatever He pleases, that's what He's done. Does that upset you? This is what Isaiah saw and he wrote about Him. He saw the glory of Christ. And this is what that passage was referring to there in John. Who hath believed our report, Lord? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Who have you revealed Him to? These people are blind. And he says, what did it go on to say there? He hath blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, that they should not see with their eyes nor understand with their heart and be converted, and I should heal them. Brethren, the Lord's glory, His chief glory to us, is He'll have mercy on whom He will. See, it's of His will that He begot us. We love Him because He first loved us. Oh, brethren, that's the glory of God. Are you happy with the glory of God? Or are you upset with the glory of God? He asked them. He said, does this upset you? Is your eye evil because I'm good? That I do with my own as it pleases me? This is the glory of God. The glory of God in Christ. There is a place by Him, and it is in Christ. And this is the revelation of God to us. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. In Jesus Christ. He is that cleft in the rock. There is a place by God. There's a place of salvation. A place of redemption. A place of peace. A place of joy.
Yes.
A place of expectation and hope. And it is Christ. Have you seen the glory of Christ in the face, or the glory of God in the face of Christ? Moses saw it. It says after the Lord revealed, He came by and He said, Moses made haste and dropped to the ground and worshipped. Not seeing a lot of folks drop to the ground and worship and cry and humble themselves before the Lord God these days. Not that I'm the sum total of that, but whoever seen the glory of God is going to be humbled in the dust. Going to be humbled in the dust, brethren. This is the glory of Almighty God that does as He pleases. I'll have mercy on whom I will. And on whom I will, I harden. May the Lord bless you.